Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They didn't do it last
night. No, they did not. They're in the playoffs.
Yep. Fun to watch a meaningful game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
45,000 people in Atlanta.
Going
for the
nuts, too. They were crazy.
Have you been to that new ballpark?
I haven't been to the new one, no. No, got to be better than the other one.
What's this trumpet stuff for? Who's the reliever for the Mets?
Diaz.
Diaz. Yeah, yeah.
they got the trumpet bring in song.
Yeah. The
walk up song, whatever the hell
salsa,
it's called.
Salsa music.
I think it's
right?
Fantastic. Yeah, I think it's great.
It is. He's been pretty damn good too. But I had this thought coming in, Joe, today that the season ends when
you look terrible. By the way.
My forehead
looks
actually
terrible.
I think you look better today than your tweet.
I'd put a band-aid on Friday. That just to not scare the public.
Well, you get the trouble is you get the during the Healy process they have these things called scabs that come up and they have a tendency to be unattractive.
They really do.
They do. So anyway, I had this thought. I know we got to get into football and stuff, but I had this thought coming in. The season ends Wednesday. I was going to write this romantic essay on baseball. You know, that another season has ended. They're precious, blah, blah, blah. It seems like they're going to last forever, and then they end quickly. And this year was great because we got Aleva in the Hall of Fame and Cotton in the Hall of Fame and Tovar in the Hall of Fame. And then I realized there's no romance anymore because you don't have a starting pitcher going 7 2/3 and being Johan. But here's, you know what, the real reason it's not romantic? You go to a ball game in 1978 at Met Stadium. Mm-hmm. There's 4,000 people there. You sit in the stands. Mm-hmm. The sun's shining. September 8th. Some guy comes by, you buy two beers from him, you give him $6, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You sit there and you talk to your buddies and, you know, the pitcher. Now, you can't go to a game without feeling gouged, can you?
No,
I mean, there's
it's
no
impossible.
Romance. There's no romance. I mean, beer and baseball are united for generations. I said this earlier today. Why are German towns like your best baseball towns, New Ulm and all these towns?
Because of beer.
Because of beer. Yep. Beer and baseball.
New
and
Ulm.
How can you, New Ulm, there's
New
a.
New Ulm.
How can you charge, they you can't, you're taking everything away from people. You can't, if I go to a game, just with another person, we sit there and have two beers, piece at $60, right? Damn near. I mean, it's ridiculous. You gotta get the costs. It's not so much the tickets; it's the cost of what you get in there.
Pat.
Part of baseball is sitting around leisurely and having a beer and a hot dog and then another beer. And you just can't charge these prices. And hockey's the same way, but in baseball, it's more dramatic because it's so important to baseball. There's 81 of these things. And they got
to
do something.
What if you went to the game and didn't have a beer? Could you capture the romance?
No, I don't think so. I don't have a beer. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't have to make that decision. And plus, you shouldn't have to walk up the steps and then stand in the line and give them a credit card or something. You should have somebody walking up and down the steps.
Don't they have that anymore?
No, they don't have
not as much
they
as they used to.
They don't have it all at the Target Field anymore. They don't have
They don't have
kidding.
Vendors at all?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't have vendors going up and down the steps.
That's terrible.
Is that because of what happened a couple of years ago where underage people
I think it's because of the whole idea of, you know, this COVID gave them an excuse to, you know, not handle money, not handle cash. There's no, you can't buy anything with cash there.
Huh.
Anything.
Well, I guess what I was going to say, Pat, is, and you know this better than anyone, I've had a first front row seat to town baseball. That's a big part of why town baseball has seen its popularity grow, is because you can take your three kids to a ball game and spend $20, and you're going to be taken care of the whole game.
And, you know, you can either buy a ticket or not.
Right.
You can just walk.
Exactly.
If you want to sneak in, you can just walk down and nobody's going to stop you. Yeah, they got to get that under control. They got to,
they're not going to get it under control.
Here's what they do. They get a certain amount of money every year from their concessionaire, the national company that's concessionaire, and then they have no control over what these people do with the prices.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some control over the prices. It's preposterous I think when people go to the hockey game, it's a different crowd. I don't think I don't think people are as offended by a $13 beer as a hockey game.
Well, football is definitely the case. They don't give a damn about $15 Coors Lights. They're going to spend
that. Is
that
what it costs?
It's not. It's
at least.
I think it's around that, 12, 13, something like that.
No, they're all the same. These guys over there, the first time I was over at the soccer game, I went into that bar that they mm-hmm. have there. And I think the Surly was, God love Surly. I think it was $13, and this was 5 years ago. And I said, what do they do, deliver it? Mm-hmm. You're 2 miles away. I said, you order two Surlys, they put them in an Uber and bring them over here? Is that what the hell you do? God almighty. And it's not Surly's fault. They're charging them.
No, that's...
They're the ones that... They buy their Surly for whatever it costs a bottle and then rip everybody off. It's... I don't know. It's ridiculous.
So you're not going to write that column?
No, because I realize there's no romance.
Right.
Not only because of that. It's just, hey, you think Johan will get through the eighth today? No. He left in the fifth because the two guys got on base. Starting pitching was like the essence of baseball. Hey, let's go to the game. Johan's pitching tonight. Come on. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the game because Simeon Woods Richardson is pitching and he might go three. Did you see the back of his jersey, by the way?
Nope.
Woods-Richardson.
Yeah. It was all the way
There's
around.
There's a lot of dashes in football.
Looks
now.
Like a horse. I know. See, I got a rule.
Yeah.
No hyphens.
No hyphens.
Take a pick.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you got to use your father's name or your mother's name. Pick one. That's
yep.
it.
Yep.
You only get one. In sports.
A lot of them.
First, especially in baseball, box scores. How am I going to get Woods Richardson in a box score?
Man, what if Doug Minkiewicz had been adopted by A.J. Przinski's parents?
Yeah, right. What have
Minkiewicz
we done?
Przinski.
What have we done? What have we done? That's a possibility. What
I'm supposed
done?
To tell you, by the way, from emailers, to just stay out of the bandwagon business. Get off the PJ Fleck bandwagon.
Am I innocent or not? Because
you were on the wagon before they played Michigan State.
And they went to Michigan State, and everything was hunky dory.
I got
was
a question
score?
About the Purdue game.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong, there was a minute 43 left. Purdue has the ball. The Gophers have three timeouts, and the Gophers just let Purdue run out the clock.
You tell me that, and I can't believe that's true.
And I was anxious to read the game story Sunday morning to have an explanation, and there
wasn't
any.
It wasn't mentioned. That would not make any sense.
Did I get wrong, I wonder?
I don't know. They must not have three.
Well, here's why I find
it
hard to believe.
I'd go through the play-by-play, and the timeouts are in there.
There is no coach locally that I can speak of. Pat can correct me if I'm wrong. That worries about the clock more than PJ Fleck. He is fixated on time of possession.
Doesn't appear to be at this.
So juncture. That's why I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I got something wrong then. I thought I heard three timeouts. Well, I can tell you, is there any way you can play any audio from the coverage of
no.
the game?
No.
Because even the announcers were saying that. They're saying, what's going on here? He had three timeouts left. They let the clock run down. Even the announcers were saying it.
Wow.
And I never saw a word about it.
I was watching it without the announcers, so I was just...
Because they were on ESPN2,
They
right?
were, and I don't know who the announcers were, but they noted this.
Well, he got in trouble with the Iowa coach, Ferentz,
for
calling
right.
timeouts. He's behind, he's getting lost, and he... He runs down and
calls a timeout
with 8 seconds to go so they can get a consolation touchdown. And
how do I verify any of this?
Ripped him.
I'm trying to look to see if I can see.
Can you call up the play-by-play?
You'd have to go through the whole second half to make sure there weren't any time. The Gophers' possessions, you'd have to look at the Gophers' possessions. And then I could find it, but not during the course.
What was the final score?
They 20 lost by
to 10. 10. But you definitely would not have let the clock run out.
You could have made a 2017 onside kick tied the game.
Yeah, they wouldn't have let the clock. That can't be true.
I'm telling you. I don't know what I'm telling you.
I gotta tell you something. The thing about him though is PJ, middle of the first quarter. Just because they've captured a little momentum doesn't mean you have to go for it from your own 28-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
That was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He does that way too often to think he's cute, and they've failed quite a few times. But
we had a little stupidity yesterday with Baltimore going for it instead of taking the points against Buffalo.
Especially considering the fact that you had some pretty awful conditions to play in.
Yeah, the rain was terrible, yeah.
It was a little Ian rain, right?
I could not believe that they went for it there. You're kicking a field goal to take the lead with, 2 minutes to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't believe he went for it.
How about the defensive guy who went nuts, too, that Marcus Peters?
Marcus Peters.
I think they thought on TV that he was mad that either because they didn't kick the field goal, but they thought he was mad because he wanted them to let him score.
So they could get the ball back
sure. And then try to tie it instead of let them run the clock down.
Is there any Gopher news in the Monday paper? Probably not.
Oh, yeah. There's a follow story about PJ saying the same thing. All on me. It's all on me.
It should have been all on him if you wasted the three timeouts.
I'm not telling you specifically what is on me, but it's all on me.
So. Well, I have a very good reason why I didn't see the second half of the Gopher football
game. What was that, sir?
I watched the first half, but the young woman I'm married to convinced me to take my mother for her birthday and our two boys to the Renaissance Festival on Saturday.
So what's
your
mother's birthday?
Wow.
Mom's birthday is the 28th.
Oh, because Katie's was yesterday.
Okay. So. And guess who I got a sneak peek of?
Puke and snot.
Your guys' puke and snot are still at it.
Are they getting a little old?
Yeah, puke looks a little old.
Did we have them in the studio once?
Yes,
no,
you did.
No, we didn't have them on the studio. We had them on the phone and told them they weren't funny.
Thought they were in studio.
No, they weren't in studio.
I think they were, Pat.
We were the official sponsor of the, Renaissance Festival. And they fired us as their official sponsor during the course of the year. They didn't wait, it was like week two. First they get us the rat killer, right? Is it the rat killer?
We had somebody in person.
Could have been the rat killer. Because I don't think we had puke and snot.
Could have been the rat killer.
So we had the rat killer and we're saying, oh, okay, good, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing some rats.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And then puke and snot are on, and I don't know which one of us. I said, what do you think, Joe? Funny? He said, not funny.
Not funny.
We finally told the guys, they're not funny.
They're not funny.
So we're making the rounds, and I see the sign with the arms pointing, which way to go see puke and snot, and I'm taking a photo
because
I was going to put it on Twitter, and Jess goes, what are you doing? I said, I got to tweet this out to the fellas. Puke and snot are still
Who are they? A couple of math teachers in the off season?
Yeah, probably. This is 30-some years ago.
Yeah.
This can't be they got to be a new generation.
Maybe they're funny now.
Maybe they got funny. Puking.
So is it like the Georgia Bulldog mascot? Yeah. He kicked the bucket. Yeah, we got to replace him with a new one.
Yeah, right. New.
You know where that Georgia Bulldog lives?
Yeah.
Where?
In Savannah.
Sonny's dead now, but Sonny...
In the Garden of Midnight of Good and Evil?
Yes, yeah.
That dog's in there.
Ugga's in there, yeah. Ugga, that was Vince Dooley's greatest line ever.
Yeah.
Because the Ugga of the time, whatever his name was, because they have real names, but then they're Ugga too. And he said their Ugga broke a leg during a game. So they were getting ready for this big game, and he comes in and gives an update on the new. He says, Ugga will not be able to go this week. But we have a replacement. Luckily, we're deep at dog, he said. These were all that Sonny, whatever, yeah. Sonny.
We're deep at dog.
Sonny Six Killer or something. The name, the rich guy from the, but they're still using that generation of.
Who was the guy named Sonny Six Killer?
He was a quarterback from someplace. Yeah. Look, there's Sonny somebody, rich guy. He was in the movie, the guy that that ran the line of Ugga dogs. So.
Huh.
I'll tell you what, it's Mrs. Ricey and I were fairly early in our relationship, and she went to the Sugar Bowl with me in New Orleans. We got to the airport. The luggage place, her luggage didn't show up.
Just down there?
Yeah, in New Orleans, her luggage didn't show up. So then we're in the hotel, and we get this room that's a closet, basically, at the Hyatt Regency. It was originally Brent Musburger's room. Brent didn't put up with it, you know. So it was kind of a very small room. But then Katie knows little about college football. And the Georgia fans had the Hyatt, you know, you've been to the Hyatt Regency with the huge atrium.
Yeah.
And all night long, somebody would walk out and go, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
And then the whole atrium would fill with whoop, 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 whoop. They barked for like 3 days of barking, and she'd say, what is that? Why are they barking? Why are they barking?
They the bulldogs.
One day we open up the door and we hear the barking, and this woman's running down the hall like this, you know, kind of slow running in their heels, and this guy's on all fours going after her. Whoop, 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 whoop. You know, they were just nuts. They were just, I think Penn State beat them that year, though. I think Penn State, that was, I think Herschel went 2 years in a row and he won one and lost one.
It's taken a bit seriously down there.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. I was trying to explain to my two young men the popularity of college football, that it's far greater than the NFL, and I think in this
country.
In
the South. No, not
you don't think as a whole?
No,
okay.
No.
Not here.
Because we watched the intro of the Clemson-North Carolina State game, where Clemson takes the buses around campus from the one side of the state into the other, you know, to kind of embrace.
And they touch the rock or something, run down the hill.
And it was pretty cool to watch, but they just didn't grasp why.
In the South, obviously, yes.
Yeah.
But
can we get back to this Renaissance Festival?
Sure.
Yes.
What?
How many
are there
years
rides
now?
There, or what do you do?
There's.
What is the point of this?
Yes.
Between us.
Yes.
40 years.
Right, we still don't know.
Neither of us has been there.
No, I've never been there.
And never even considered it.
No.
Do you guys remember the great scene when Conan O'Brien used to have Triumph the Insult comic dog? You guys are familiar with the bit, right?
I know the dog.
When the dog went to the Star Wars convention and just basically made fun of all the nerds, that's what the Renaissance Festival is.
Where is it?
It's in Shakopee. Just
I thought it was they have Chaska. Their own land.
Isn't it outside Chaska?
I thought it's Shakopee.
Do they have their own land?
It's massive.
You're going down 169 before you get to Jordan. It's over on the right hand side in this big field.
Here's all you need to know: how popular this thing is. I live.
What is wrong with him?
I went because I was asked to drive.
Oh, you were told.
I was told to drive. So she and the boys and my mom, they all get all dressed up. I'm overmatched.
Dressed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to dress up.
I mean, in medieval clothes?
And I said, I'm wearing a sweatshirt. That's what I'm doing for dressing
up. What did your
up.
Wife wear for medieval clothing?
You know, you got the deal with the Renaissance era.
The Robin Hood hat.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that deal. And then you got
the hell is this thing?
So,
but what's the fun for the kids?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff for kids.
People, are there rides?
I bet you get your face painted.
Yeah, you can do that. There's games you can play where you're throwing the rock through the deal and whatnot. The greatest thing they have there, though, and I'll tell you this, is called the insult wall.
Yeah.
So they have this stand where a guy sticks his head out of the window and is hurling insults at you left and right.
It's amazing you can get away with that in 2022.
I said the same thing to Jess because some of the stuff he was saying.
Like, they say you're heavy?
If it gets a little ethnic or if you're a little fat, if you're short.
Well, he had some swimsuit area insults, which I found shocking. Well, I didn't care.
No.
I'm not easily insulted.
Funny you can get away with it.
That's what I was thinking, too. But there's controversy now.
Oh.
Because you're about 50 feet away from the guy at the wall. The problem is they have now installed an overhang. So you have to basically throw sidearm. You know, a guy like me that throws over the top, I can't throw it normally.
Oh, so I'm throwing the tomatoes. Water or tomatoes.
Oh, you
tomatoes.
Throw tomatoes at this guy?
At this guy, yeah.
Real ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Terry Leach isn't coming here to throw three quarters. Everybody, you know, known to man throws over the top.
He was getting hit too often or
no,
what?
I'm guessing that's why they did it. So they got rid of that. And there was 50 people in line ready to hurl tomatoes at this guy.
Is there food there?
Oh, yeah. You can get a turkey leg or
beer.
You can get a pint. You can get a pint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing more disgusting at the fair than the people walking around with a turkey leg.
On a 98 degree day.
How can you do that? Yeah. Let's say you get there and then you go, you're going to be there 4 hours.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is eat a turkey leg and get it all over your shirt, all over your hands. You can't shower in the damn place. A turkey leg.
Plus, do they have
the rest of the year. Oh, yeah. The rest of the year, you wouldn't even consider eating one just like this, you know.
But out there, you got to have one.
Yeah.
Are they those big club-looking things?
Oh, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones you could.
So I live about 10 Concussion. Minutes south of the Renaissance Festival on a normal traffic day.
Mm-hmm.
When we left my driveway until the time we actually set foot inside of the festival, it was 90 minutes.
Wow.
I'm not doing that.
You know,
oh, believe me, I tried turning around a couple times.
I think your wife's great, but I'd say no, honey. You know, divorce me. Whatever it takes, I'm not taking it.
She did say, well, Joe, you'll appreciate this. She did say, you can stay home if you want. And I went,
I'm going to pay for that. Dangerous words.
I'm going to pay for that all weekend.
Right.
I'm just going to suck it up and go.
You just say, okay, thank you.
Now, if you want, as a challenge.
Yes. See?
That's the gauntlet's been thrown.
You know, that's, Katie's got her flaws. And I got my flaws, but between the two of us, neither of us have ever suggested to the other going to the Renaissance Fest.
That's true. So yeah, and I can say the same thing.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I think I can forgive her for all other things.
You could ride a camel. You can do that there.
How did I escape that? I
don't know. Little kids.
I had urchins.
Yeah, right.
Did she ever take them and just didn't invite you?
Nope. There's been no Renaissance Festival exposure.
There had to have been 10 million people out there.
Who's there? Who's there?
Families. It's a lot of families. And it's a big hangout for the 25 to 35-year-olds that are in a new relationship or whatever.
Go drink beer.
So on the dating rung, it's very low, maybe.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's probably cheap, huh?
No, it's not.
You got to pay to get in?
Yeah, it's
what's it cost you
20 bucks to get in.
$8?
$8 to $10 for a beer, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, they were printing money on Saturday, I can tell you that right now.
Wow.
You know, you're fighting wild, beat the hated Blackhawks last night.
We never lose. We don't lose. 4-0.
Yeah.
What do they got? They got to be done with these exhibitions.
When does the real game start?
I don't know. Why do they play so many exhibitions?
I
don't know.
I thought hockey didn't play a lot of exhibitions.
Yeah,
Let's look at this thing here.
Let's look at
the schedule.
The old grid.
They must sneak in another. They've only been
look
home
up the
once.
North Star schedule.
They've only been home
I
once.
I mean the Wild.
yeah, we got her in there.
It's an exhibition through Saturday.
Okay, who do they got?
Which is Saturday's October 8th. They're home to the Dallas.
Okay.
They're home to the Blackhawk Thursday night.
Okay.
They're at St. Louis tomorrow night.
Holy, they got three more this week?
We open up against the Rangers Thursday, October 13th at the X.
Really?
All right. So next week, huh?
There's 2 weeks of this left? That's crazy.
So
they shouldn't play so many exhibitions.
We were at Milwaukee yesterday,
half
right?
Of this is left.
Weren't they Milwaukee?
We played it in Fischer.
Oh, is that where they played the Blackhawks?
The Fischer Forum.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I went to Milwaukee, and the only time I was in the Fischer.
Was that the train? Was that the train?
No. $800 for my two seats.
Oh, that's right.
Bocelli.
Oh, the opera.
Bocelli, but it was the white. Last year was a year.
Yeah.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago?
No, I think it was last year.
It was a year ago.
Yeah, because it was for the wife's birthday.
That's right.
And you can't say, as I said there, you can't go in on your birthday, make a big deal out of it. It's say her 70th birthday. You can't make a big deal out of it and then have her first thing out of her mouth say, is this the best seat you could get? So we're right down there with them on the side. It was fantastic.
But, weren't they good seats?
Oh, they're great, yeah.
Well, why did she say that then?
I said, you can't have
those. I see.
So they can get you a nice $175 seats up there in the balcony. Yeah. Back there.
You were right there.
Yeah, we went for the 400.
Oh, so, boy, you know, oh, boy.
So, in fact, your Wilds have their first four at home this year.
Really?
The Wolfies, I looked at their schedule. They haven't played in. I think they're starting to play an exhibition here pretty quick, but they are home like
are we
8 out of 10 to
back
start.
To our normal time frame now? With all the COVID years that we had, we were pushing schedules back. Yes, we're back on track now, right?
Cat was in the hospital, though. We don't know why.
Oh,
they never told us. He had a non-COVID illness.
Who was?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Did you read that little bit about, where did I read it? Justin Jefferson spending money? What he spent his money on and his contract? He bought a condo.
Okay. All right.
He bought an AMG Mercedes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
He bought jewelry.
Is that who had that Shooter? It sounds like Shooter.
I'm trying to remember. He had $10,000 worth of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
And then he said, "But I don't spend money."
Oh.
I'm the type that just doesn't spend money. Okay. But I had to have those things. Said the Mercedes was a must.
Uh-huh.
Sure. That's a good choice. The AMG line is nice. $450,000 for a condo.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That ain't bad.
That's
cheap.
Modest.
That's modest.
Yeah. $10,000 worth of shoes.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. And quite a bit on jewelry, but he said, I don't spend a lot of money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I read it. Would that Shooter, you think?
I'll look it
up.
Yeah,
that sounds like
a Shooter. Is he once a month?
I thought twice every other week, but maybe it's got to be twice a week.
He was in
yesterday.
He
still gets more scoops than anybody.
He was in yesterday.
He just doesn't write too
even often. Doogie? More scoops than Doogie?
Yeah, well, the difference between Shooty tells you what happened, and Doogie tells you what almost happened. That's Doogie's an ex. They've talked to the Twins. Talked to this guy. So,
Does Baltimore have a chance for anything? Or are they done?
No, they're done.
Shoot!
They had a bad weekend.
What a great year they had!
Yeah, well, they did. For considering that
started
when they got to 58 victories, that was their most in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did fine, and they traded us Jorge Lopez, who I loved, and then all of a sudden...
Joe, the only thing I'm seeing is a YouTube clip. Is that what you watched, was a YouTube clip? And it has a breakdown of what he spent money on.
I read about it in the paper. I don't read it.
So maybe it was somebody that wrote something based upon...
You think Joe's looking at YouTube clips?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because that doesn't seem like you.
I didn't see it on YouTube.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I was hoping the O's were going to make a playoff run.
You know,
I think that's a great baseball team.
Here was my number one quandary from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Notre Dame play. Who the hell were they playing? No, LSU. Brian Kelly was coaching. Was playing Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And they punt to Auburn, and the Auburn guy has the ball go through his hands and on the ground, and they pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. And they say you cannot advance a muff punt.
Oh, I saw your tweet about this.
You cannot. What? Of all the mysteries on earth.
There are many.
To me.
There are many.
There's many mysteries.
Right.
Why can you not? Who said you cannot advance a muff punt? If the ball hits the ground, ricochets off the guy's knee, and you fall on it, it's your ball, right?
Right.
Yeah. But. Why can you not advance a muff punt?
What's the rationale, you're wondering?
Reavers, explain to me why you can't. You know, it goes through his arms, pick it up, run it in.
And you
why
can't
not?
Do that?
You can't run
that. Is that true only in college?
If it hits a guy's leg, it bounces to you, you pick it up and run it into a touchdown, it's a touchdown. I don't know. In the NFL, can you advance a muff punt?
Well, what's a muff punt as opposed
means,
to what you just
it
described?
It goes through your arms, I guess.
Well, what is getting it? Wait a minute. Under what conditions can you take a failed punt and score with it if you're the other team?
He's got to hit him in the chest, and he's got to bobble it around a little while, right? Or does he have to get hit?
I think he has to have official possession of the football.
Why?
I don't know.
This makes no sense in America. This country's made so much progress on other issues. Why the hell can you not advance a muff punt? bunt.
I am here for one reason.
Well, you have me thinking now that I don't want to even think about this. No. But now you've got me thinking about it. Why can I advance the punt if it goes off his leg?
Yeah, I can pick it up, run it in for a touchdown.
That makes less sense than what you're talking about.
Yes, I know. He was so.
Is this college only?
I don't know, but I think the NFL's got it too. If if you're so horse crap that you let it go through your arms, you can't even juggle it a little bit, you should be punished more severely.
I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Okay.
When the punt is, I have to watch my language here. When the punt is muffed and the kicking team recovers, the ball is ruled dead at the spot of recovery. The first, and this is from Reddit, so there's also additional explanation. The first thought was that the rule was implemented for safety concerns. However, this seems moot, as every single time it happens, the team always tries to advance, and no one except the referees knows the rules anyway. So there you go.
Yes.
It must be citing safety concerns.
Safety.
But only safety concern would be for the punter.
No, the puntee, the guy catching the ball, if they light him up, I guess.
The guy catching the ball, you're right.
I went on Twitter with this rant, and usually some pompous ref will answer my questions about it, but nobody, it's an unanswerable quandary in this society in which we live. So,
You mentioned LSU. Joe, you recall the great moment in the history of sports when Brian Kelly took over the LSU football team. He started to speak. He came from Notre Dame. He started to speak at the LSU basketball game.
Yeah. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here.
Anyway, he spoke with the fake accent, even though he's from Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati. Put a little Southern there.
So then every time LSU had, because they got killed, didn't they, on Saturday?
No, they won.
Is he still the coach?
Oh, they did win.
They
beat Auburn.
Is he still the coach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's only been there for five games. Yeah.
And then everyone said, when Brian Kelly complains to the referees, they'll play that clip. You'll see him using his fake Southern accent, things like that.
Who's coaching Notre Dame these days?
A young African-American assistant who they all loved. He'd only been there a year, right? They hired him away from Cincinnati. And the love affair is cooled since they lost at home to Marshall University. That was first of all, Notre Dame fans were saying, why the hell are we having to pay to watch Marshall? And then Marshall defeated them in South Bend. I don't think they played this weekend. I thought they were.
Is Marshall the school that lost a team in a flight?
Yes. They died.
Was it the basketball team?
Also, no,
it was football team.
McConaughey was in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. He was the coach.
But that's also Randy Moss's alma mater.
Oh, really?
After he got thrown out of
Florida State. I don't see him on TV this year.
He first got thrown out of Notre Dame, or they didn't take him, and then he got thrown out of Florida State for smoking dope.
Right.
What a joke.
Yeah. I haven't seen Randy on TV.
Yeah, he does the Sunday morning countdown on ESPN. I don't think he does Monday Night Football anymore. Oh. He's actually pretty good on TV. I like him.
I've heard him once.
I think so, too.
I don't watch pregame shows, but he's okay. He's fairly candid.
What's tonight? Rams and 49ers.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. If I can find a movie,
you and your family will watch a movie.
That's right. So let's see. We didn't say much about the Vikings, but that's what's there to say. Yeah,
they will lose to the
referees.
Bears.
Won one for them. I said they've won and they've won three games: one with offense, one with defense, and one with the refs.
That's right.
Those are the three main ingredients in football.
Joe, right? I think it's almost impossible. The Bears are so bad.
Oh, they're terrible. No, they'll beat the Bears.
They will.
Oh,
I'm gonna stick to my guns.
Justin Fields is bad.
Yeah.
It's very inaccurate.
They fought, and the Giants are just as bad, and they fought like hell to win that game.
You know, a guy asked me yesterday.
3-1.
A guy asked me yesterday, with all the football that's played in this country, high school and colleges, why can't you find 32 quarterbacks, all of whom are superior. All of them. Now I thought it was.
I think it's the most complex job in sports.
Well, then I got thinking. I ended up thinking that's a dumb question. Why weren't there 30 Wayne Gretzky's?
Why not
30 Aaron Judges?
Here's the other question. The other reason is those guys they are playing against
as they advance.
Justin Fields was just fine in college, just fine in Ohio State. Now he has guys smarter, faster, better planned, and then I think plus when you're looking over here to do all the complicated things that they tell you to do, some guy might be trying to hit you in the neck from over there, and plus I will never. It's hard to rip any quarterback for the three or four times that I've stood behind an end zone and watched an NFL game, the late stages of the NFL game, and everything's horizontal. Mm-hmm. We're watching it from up here, and we can see that. How they see anything is beyond me. The speed at which they're playing, I always said I sat behind when Elway went 98 yards into the wind
in Cleveland.
Off Lake Erie off Cleveland, I was in the end zone. And he'd throw a pass, and the crowd had grown, but you couldn't tell from where I was whether it was 6 yards or 25. Everything's horizontal.
That's the one thing that characterizes professional sports, the speed at which things happen.
Yes.
And it's true in every sport.
Yeah. And
the speed at which a puck is moved, a ball is thrown, a pass is thrown, a shot is made, the speed is incredible.
Yes, the amount of time you have to make a decision in the NFL is probably a second longer than it is in college, and that's a long time.
And didn't Mahomes have fun last night?
I knew you were going to bring him up.
Didn't he have fun last night with that little shovel pass?
He threw a completed pass with the cornerback.
Right.
He was wearing the cornerback as a cape.
Right.
And he still found a way to shot put it to the guy for, was it a first down or a touchdown?
I don't miss a game where he's on TV.
And the reason that all these athletes, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Lamar Jackson, who's okay, but
Kirk
not great.
Cousins.
No, but I mean basically the most of them black kids, right? But the athlete, Trevor Lawrence. The reason these guys are all being selected is because they want to get Mahomes. They want the next Mahomes, and the physical frame might look the same, but what's going on between the ears is not the same.
Plus, Patrick has the rare capability, of a guy who actually looks like he's having fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's not a fun game.
No. Yeah. He's
having fun.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to duplicate him, and they're duplicating. Okay, hey, this kid's Trey Lance is 6'4" and
runs a
4.4, he was gonna get up to 230 pounds just like Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, but he ain't ever gonna be Patrick Mahomes,
you know,
because this is Brady. You know, Brady did it differently without being an athlete, but this is. You know, Marino,
if that game had another 10 minutes on it last night, would Brady have pulled that out, I wonder?
No, I don't think so.
He would have made it closer, but.
You know, Chiefs are a little short defensively right now, but,
How many concussions in that game? I just think we had one. They pulled a guy off.
In the Chiefs game?
Yeah, pulled a guy off early.
Andy didn't look happy on the sidelines when they were early in the second half when they were going to drive down for another touchdown, and that receiver, he throws it to the receiver and he just drops it like an idiot.
Yeah.
And when he went for it on fourth down at midfield.
You know who else doesn't hide that well? Your guy Aaron Rodgers.
No, not at all.
No.
But
he was mad at himself for being rotten in the first half.
True, but he's got three kids that are a combined, 60 years old, and he's mad at every one of them because they don't run a perfect
route. Yes, well, he's mad at the administration.
That's true,
for letting Davante Adams leave because he could throw to him 14 times a game. Now he's got a bunch of guys who don't know which direction to run. And let's face it, he got in a bad mood the first pass he threw all year when the guy dropped the touchdown here, right. The rookie dropped Christian Watson. Does Watson play much last night?
I didn't. I only saw the second half of that game.
Because he's gotten passed up by a couple of the other
guys. You were mentioning the athletes at quarterback, and my guy Josh Allen made a great play yesterday.
I saw him make one that was unbelievable.
So he's already past the line of scrimmage, and Baltimore's scrambling just to get this guy to the ground. And he still faked like he was going to throw a pass, and the Baltimore defender, I'm like, you idiot, he's already 5 yards past the line.
But we're just talking about it. That's, you know, you got to see that in 1/8 of a second.
Man, is he an athlete.
He is. He's one of those guys that fit the profile. Who can play?
Who can actually
from
play?
From Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I saw him play at Wyomania.
Who'd they play that game?
Can't remember.
Did you see a victory?
He was hurt 1 year, and then the next year he played. Last time I was at Wyomania, though, we got edged by Boise 63-14.
Was that when they refused to leave? Who was the ringleader?
Tracy,
yes, thank you.
There was 50 of us. We were all freezing to death. There was the bus. And Tracy and one other dummy were sitting there, and we were all on the bus. We said, drive us back to the hotel. He said, no, Tracy says we got to wait. You know, Tracy's up there.
There are 8 zeros on that clock.
The snow was piling up on his head, on his hat. And,
do they still do that every year?
Yeah, I haven't gone.
But you did, okay.
You retired.
You know, it's taken on a little bit of a political bent that does not fit my... Wyoming is, they don't like Cheney's daughter, Liz, Liz got, being on Liz Cheney's side of the aisle just doesn't quite fit the profile.
No, it does
there,
not.
So, anyway.
Having made a trip through there a short while ago, yeah, I can vouch.
There's only 600,000 people in the state or something. Right. It's a lot of wide open spaces. But, you do one nice thing about going to Laramie is you can see the tallest building in the state, which is a 6-floor dormitory. 6-story dormitory. Build a building so we can look at it.
I gotta look at something.
I guess everybody says you can look at the mountain. If you want to see something high, look
that's
at the
That's a good point, right? Yes.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Way too much.
That's
once
too
again,
much.
Hey, by the way, tomorrow we're signing books at Louis' Restaurant.
Yes.
All right. What
four
time?
To six. Louis' Tavern 23 out on France Avenue.
All right.
The first and perhaps only book signing. So.
Very good.
You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Don't you enjoy fall in Minnesota? The leaves change colors, the kids are back in school, and the apples are ready for picking. So what do apples and insurance have in common? That's a great question. When it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. The Canopy Group can't do that, and here's why. At the Canopy Group, we believe our clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why we only offer our clients combined single limit coverage. It's the best. Most captive carriers only offer split limit coverage. 100-300. This type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claiming time. That doesn't work for you as it should. At the Canopy Group, we're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples to apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.